Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And you guessed it, we're going to be talking a little bit about show business. We have Alex Gartner here. He's the artistic and executive director for the Pensacola Children's Chorus, getting ready for showtime.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Yes, and he recommended this song, One Short Day, from Wicked. And you mentioned they're going to be doing some songs from Wicked in the show.
Yes, so showtime's happening this weekend at the Sanger Theater. This is our final concert of the year. We always close out with this this style of concert. It's kind of like a Broadway style review.
Mm-hmm.
This year we chose to kind of capitalize on that Wicked phenomenon, and we're ending our first half of the concert with the first half of Wicked. So we're featuring all the great music from the movie that just came out, and it's really fun.
Oh my gosh, everybody loves this music, and the movie just came out, so it's just a treat. Now, tell us a little bit. There might be some folks maybe that are new to Pensacola. They're thinking Pensacola Children's Chorus, and you know, in my mind, first time I ever went, I was thinking, oh, this is going to be just painful, because I was thinking,
heard that before.
Well, you think it's going to be a bunch of little kids singing off key. You know, it's. Oh my goodness. I was blown away.
Well, thank you. And
you guys are amazing. The professionalism I'm speechless. It's just remarkable what you do.
Well, thank you.
I mean, it really is. But talk a little bit about how this all came about. And I know there's a family involved.
Sure. Well, you know, like you said, we pride ourselves at the Children's Chorus of kind of debunking what people think kids are capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a secret. The sauce is just rigor and discipline, and accountability. And by gosh, I mean, singing is fun. Dancing is fun. So when you're having fun at the same time, it really creates these wonderful experiences, not just for the audience to witness this incredible artistic product, this really high quality production. It really is akin to what you might find at like a Radio City Music Hall Broadway stage.
It.
I mean, obviously they're still children, so like we're still learning. We're an educational program, but we are not your church children's choir by any means. Showtime and all of our concerts, our main concerts, are very much larger than life. They feature a lot of music that most people will know, very popular stuff. And they feature costumes, lights, and sound, and it's a very fast pace. So we don't stick into one thing very often. So we're moving right along all the time. And this is a tradition that's been going on for 35 years.
That's amazing.
This is our 35th anniversary. Our founding director, Susan and Alan Pote, started it in 1990.
Wow.
Very much with this kind of show choir-esque style. And we continue that today, and it creates really fun experiences for the audience, and the kids have a great time.
Well, and I also know that there are several people that are in this community who have been in the arts their whole lives because they started with Children's Chorus, and now some of them are running studios and, you know, different places. Emily Mixon for one, and Kate Appleyard. There's so many people that I know in the theater world that are now actively involved with Children's Chorus still and helping. And I'm sure you see all kinds of returning students and other people who go on to do very well in the business.
Yeah, and you know, we pride ourselves that, you know, we have some incredible alumni who have gone on to great things in the performing arts. But what the great benefit of, you know, arts education is that it teaches so many different types of skills that you don't necessarily need to be successful just on the stage, but in every arena in life, in the classroom, in the boardroom, in the any office situation. I mean, responsibility, teamwork, accountability, confidence, empathy. I know we're talking about showtime, but if any of you parents out there want a place for your kid to learn those types of skills, a good place for growing mental health. I mean, we've got the data to prove it, and it works.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said earlier, it's really fun.
Yes.
So
it's a confidence builder.
Absolutely.
And also learning how to work as an ensemble, learning dance routines together, learning songs together. That was my favorite thing. I loved that part.
It's very collaborative, and it's a wonderful environment, very structured. Not a lot of nonsense that we can, right. We don't have time for a lot of it. So we keep them really busy. And as a result, we create really incredible, larger than life and very entertaining performances.
So what is the age range of the people that participate? And if I had just moved to the area and had a child who, you know, would love to do something like this, do they have classes year round, or what do you do in terms of, I know the big shows,
sure.
but what happens in between?
Yeah. So, I mean, the big shows, like the ones coming up this weekend, they're just little moments in time. In between are all, we have weekly rehearsals, and all our members range from grades, incoming grade 1 through grade 12. And if you have a child who may be interested in the performing arts, we do have opportunities to join the chorus this weekend at the theater itself.
Mm-hmm.
So get a ticket, come and see what you're in for. And then during intermission or after the show, we can take a listen to that child's voice just through a really quick 2.5 minute check-in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're on your merry way.
Right. Well, that's easy.
Yeah.
So they could do that. So mm-hmm. that'd be sounds great. And then after this show, what happens then? In the summertime, do you have things going on?
Yep. We've got summer programs. We've got 4 weeks of summer camps, and we're enrolling now. We've got, and they're full day summer camps too.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's not just, it's not like a 9 to 2 thing. We've got early drop off available and aftercare available through the YMCA of Northwest Florida. So it's as early as 8 and as late as 6 p.m. So if you're
wow.
a working family, that's, like I am, that extra time is really valuable, and that comes at no additional cost.
That's really great. Okay, well, let's talk specifically about showtime.
Sure, sure.
Tell me about the show and what we can expect and where it is and tickets and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. It is at the Sanger Theater this weekend, May 9th, 10th, and 11th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And like I mentioned earlier, we are celebrating our 35th anniversary. And so to kind of mark the occasion, we are taking a nod to some celebrations in the past and some concerts in the past, and we're opening with what we're calling a scrapbook, which is sort
oh,
of like
how
a
fun.
A retelling of our time and our development from 1990 to today.
Oh, how fun!
It is very comedic. we have a good time. We've got some narration. We've got some music. I mean, anybody who's been a part of the Children's Chorus will recognize the songs that mm-hmm. are in that. And so that we take that through, and we have a grand old time with that.
And some people don't realize that Susan and Alan, from my understanding, created these shows.
Mm-hmm. Right? And
so
we still do that
today.
These
aren't shows that you like purchase somewhere and
nope.
then you reproduce them. These were created here locally by these very talented people.
Yes. And we honor that tradition today. Our team puts together these custom shows every year.
Yeah, that's what makes them so special, though.
It's a very big job, and that's how we keep it fresh and entertaining. Mm-hmm. Our concert titles stay the same, but the content is never the same.
Right, it's not a repeat every year
no,
of the same thing.
By no means. We mentioned earlier we're ending our first half with songs from the Wicked movie,
mm-hmm.
And they sound great, if I can add.
If I do say so myself.
And if modern musical theater isn't your thing, we're doing a nod to Rodgers and Hammerstein to start our second half.
Just
and
got
that
goosebumps.
It's beautiful. Let me tell you, it's absolutely gorgeous. Featuring some new mashups of songs that you might not think go together, but
mm-hmm.
we made them go together. They sound really nice. Climb Every Mountain.
Oh.
And You'll Never Walk Alone, two beautiful anthems. Oh. They really mash well together if you try hard enough.
Okay, well, we're going to come back in just a couple minutes
here.
We got to take a quick break talking with Alex Gartner, Artistic and Executive Director with the Pensacola Children's Chorus. If you've got a question for our expert on the Children's Chorus, Alex, then just text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back after the break with Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk. Good morning. Alex Gartner is here from the Pensacola Children's Chorus. He's the Artistic and Executive Director, talking about the show this weekend, Showtime. It'll be May 8th, 9th, and 10th, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I was sharing with him at the break about I want to be a fly on the wall backstage.
Yeah.
Because how many kids are in this and the age ranges and everything? Talk a little bit about the stage managing, so to speak.
Sure. So this weekend we'll be featuring just about 250 young performers from across Northwest Florida.
I can't even imagine putting 25 kids together, let alone 250.
They represent about 60 schools and homeschool collectives. We certainly couldn't do it alone. We have a small staff of instructors, but they are supported by an army of about 100 volunteers backstage throughout the week to
it's
make that all happen.
Definitely a community effort.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Quite so. But it's really fun, and it's really great to see the community come together to support young people. Being at the Sanger is a privilege that not many people get to experience. And luckily, these kids, they're the most spoiled of all. They get to do it 10 days out of the year.
Wow.
So it's pretty, yeah. It's pretty special to be able to perform in a really professional quality hall, work with some of the best professionals in our area. And just put together something that is truly special for the community.
Mm-hmm. And it's so unique and so well done and very professional. I have to say, even the little ones, as cute as they are,
100%. We were especially hard with that. Yes.
I know, but they shocked you because they're so good.
Yes.
I mean, their little voices are incredible, all the way up to the high schoolers who mm-hmm. are also equally as talented. So, and you've had quite a few success stories come from this experience of the Children's Chorus.
Yes, yes. You know, like we mentioned earlier, we have some really incredible alum who have gone on to some very successful careers. Ashley Brown has been on Broadway. She's a local Gulf Breeze celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the Mixon family, Katie Mixon,
right.
Abigail Spencer as well from Suits and other ventures as well. There's some great benefit of being a part of a special environment that the Children's Chorus creates. Not many communities have an organization like the Pensacola Children's Chorus. There are many children's choirs, but this is very unique, and it's an instructional model that is not duplicated in many other places. But the proof is in the pudding. It does work.
Okay, so you're in charge of all of it, from executive director to artistic director. Most organizations in the theater, I was sharing with him, have two people doing that job, so you're doing it all. So I'm sure you have late nights, hard work. But Alex, what is your favorite part? Is there a point at which you just have that favorite moment where you've worked really hard and you just go, okay, as tired as I am, this was worth it?
Well,
I mean, that's basically the lament of theater anyway. But
I always say that, you know, I as a director, I actually don't enjoy being in the spotlight necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And I like directing choirs because my back is always to the audience. So
interesting.
It's not about me. And so I really do enjoy when we get to the theater and we get to our dress rehearsals and we get to the shows because, the audience doesn't really see me. I'm in an orchestra pit just mm-hmm. leading the band. The mm-hmm. kids aren't really watching me either because we've spent so much time together that, you know, they kind of don't want to look at me anymore.
right.
And so it's just wonderful to kind of hand it over to the kids. I'm just there kind of making sure everybody stays together, but it's their show. It's
mm-hmm.
not my show. It's not my staff's show. It's theirs. They're the ones who've done the work. They've worked hard, and it's really great to pass that on to them and let them take ownership, because that's what makes those things really special.
Well, having been a director in the past, not to the extent that you have, by the way, but just that moment on opening night when you have to let it go. I mean, it's out of your hands now. You've done everything you could, and then it just becomes this thing of its own,
mm-hmm.
and that sounds like what you're talking about.
It's very special.
But it is pretty exciting when it all comes together.
Yes. A little nervous, you know, because
yeah.
they are still children, so we have to,
right.
handing it over to a bunch of kids is a little scary, but we trust them, and they always rise to the occasion.
Well, I'm just intrigued in how you manage 250 children backstage. I just, you know, there could be, a reality show right there.
A documentary is in
yes.
order, that's for sure.
Yes, for sure. Celebrating 35 years, it's incredible. Tell us how we can get tickets to the show this weekend.
Yes, so the Sanger Theater box office is open. And of course, you can buy them in person. You can buy them over the phone with them as well. And insider tip, that's the best way to avoid Ticketmaster fees. You can buy them online through the Sanger box office, but that they are sold through Ticketmaster, and Ticketmaster adds all those
And
crazy
what's the
things.
Price range on the tickets?
The
and
lowest,
what are the times of the shows?
Yes, so Friday and Saturday are at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday is at 2:30 p.m., a wonderful day to celebrate Mother's Day. If you'd
yes.
like to, go to brunch, come see some children, warm your heart. The tickets are as low as $15.
Oh, that's great. Very mm-hmm. affordable.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That works for me.
Great. Then we'll see you there.
I didn't want to come. It sounds like a blast. So Showtime, it's a collaboration of all different kinds of music. Just review again in case someone just joined us. We're talking about Showtime with Pensacola Children's Chorus. What are some of the tunes we can look forward to?
Oh, sure, sure. So our opening number is kind of like a 35-year retelling featuring some patriotic music, some musical theater, some kind of just iconic hits from the past, mm-hmm. some compositions by our founder, Alan Pote, of course. And then our closing of that act is songs from Wicked. And then we're
yes.
opening our second half with more classic musical theater, Golden Age, Rodgers and Hammerstein. And then we are closing that the show with a tribute to ABBA.
Oh my goodness.
There's pom-poms, there's fog, there's glitter, there's sequins. It's great.
Can't have ABBA without glitter.
No, cannot. And then we're recognizing our senior class through that set as well. And then we're ending with You Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray, which if Aww. Anybody has been a part of the children's chorus for any portion of time, it's very likely that you have performed that song. And the choreography is exactly the same. So you can get and stand up in the aisle and do it with us. We'll have a great time.
Oh, I love that. I love it. Talking with Alex Gardner, Artistic and Executive Director for the Pensacola Children's Chorus. We have a few minutes left. So if you have a question for Alex about the show or about the Children's Chorus, just text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back to talk more about Showtime. And good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Artistic Director Alex Gardner, and he is with Pensacola Children's Chorus. Got a few minutes left, Alex. Let's talk about what's coming.
Showtime. Showtime this weekend at the Sanger Theater, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday are at 7:30. Sunday is at 2:30. Tickets are as low as $15. We also have live streaming available on Friday and Sunday for those of you listening maybe a little far away. You can join us live from your couch. But also, for any alumni who are listening, our alumni association is hosting a gathering at Garden and Grain downtown on Friday night before the show. And there are alumni tickets available. We do have a block of tickets available. All you need to do is just contact our office or shoot us an email or a message on our Facebook, social media, anything, and we can get you hooked up with all that. But tickets are available online through Ticketmaster.com or in person or via phone at the Sanger box office. And all of those links are linked on our website, which is PensacolaSings.org.
Okay, PensacolaSings.org. Okay. And you said your starting price starts at $15.
Yep, just,
and then
just,
on
just
up,
$15.
Depending on where you want to sit.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So this sounds like fun. Friday and Saturday, 7:30. Sunday at 2:30?
2:30.
At the Sanger.
At the Sanger, a great way to celebrate Mother's Day. You know, take your mom to brunch, come to the Sanger, enjoy some really fun music and some great messages delivered by the best performers in our community, in my opinion.
Yes.
The youth of today, the leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's just a really great experience to witness what young people are capable of. If you see the name Children's Chorus and have a preconceived notion of what that might sound like, I guarantee we will challenge you every step of the way and we will exceed your expectations.
Absolutely. It's a truly phenomenal production every single time. So thoroughly enjoyed it. Hats off to everyone that helps. Putting something like this together is just, to me, remarkable.
Yes,
but it really works. It really happens.
It really does. I'm so grateful for my team. I'm so grateful for our volunteers and our incredible community for continued support.
Absolutely. Okay, so if I had a child that might want to participate, and it could be, what are the age ranges again?
Grades 1 through 12.
1 through 12, how do they get involved?
Well, the best way at this time is just to come to the show. Grab a ticket, get a taste of what you might be signing up for, and then if you really like it, we can enroll you right there at the theater.
Okay.
During intermission or right afterwards.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Super fun.
Super fun. Super fun. All right. So we're talking about Showtime, which is going to be happening this weekend. We just have about 30 seconds or so left. Anything else you want to mention, Alex?
Well, like I said, friends, this is a really great tradition in our community. This is our 35th year. So we're celebrating 35 years of some incredible music and performers. And we really hope to see all of you at the Sanger Theater this weekend.
Let's have it be sold out every performance.
Please.
Yes. Okay. Thanks so much for coming in. I know this is a busy week for you, so I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
You've been listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, as we talk about the Children's Chorus production of Showtime.